Hello, good morning to you beautiful people. Thank you for choosing to come back to the Tekonyure Life Stories. It's always a pleasure to have you tuning in and listening in from different parts of the universe. Speaking to you is Patricia Kajumba. It's a beautiful Monday morning. It's a bright day. The sun is out, and I believe that wherever you are stepping out to show up and give the best for this day. Welcome back to the Tekonyure Life Stories. How was your weekend like? Did you get enough time to rest? Did you get enough time to tune in and just listen to your body? Did you get enough time to practice some self-care? We pray that you did, and we pray that you're doing well, in good health, and ready to see what this week has to offer you. Today's episode is going to be short and simple. It's just a reminder that we are sharing on our platforms, and we thought, why not? Why not go to our podcast and still do a small episode about today's episode? So, welcome back. Today at TWEFU, we are reminding ourselves to be assertive in the way that we play different roles in the different spaces that we occupy. We might be leaders, we might be parents, we might be friends, we might be team leaders on different kinds of teams. And this week's reminder is that we need to be assertive. When we looked up the word assertive in the dictionary, it comes out as being bold, you know, being self-assured, confident, without being aggressive. So, throwing this question back to you, when you just hear the word assertive, what does it bring to your mind? What kind of characteristics come into the picture? This week, we are reminding ourselves to be assertive in the way that we play the different roles that we do in our different lives, but also would like to throw some light on the different kinds of our behavior, different kinds of people. Besides being assertive, we should remember that there are people who are passive, there are people who are aggressive. Just for you to understand a little bit about these different kinds of people, passive people, these are the people that will allow everyone else to just be on the stage. We are using the analogy of the stage because it would be easy for us to relate to that. Imagine you are on the stage or you are in a certain kind of event, and if you are a passive person, then you're just going to let everyone else be on the stage and you are in the audience. You're always ready to cheer on others. You're always ready just to support other people and just listen to them. Your role is dominantly to sit in the audience and let other people take on the stage. So if we are to refer to this to leadership or in the different roles that we play, you might feel more comfortable just letting people speak. You might feel more comfortable letting other people just express themselves on behalf of your other person. You might feel comfortable to just let everyone on the stage but yourself. And when it comes to the aggressive people, these are people who just want to be on the stage for themselves. They do not want anyone else really to be on the stage with them. They are always eager to show off. They are spending most of the time speaking about themselves. They are spending most of their time, you know, silencing the voices of other people around them. However, when it comes to the assertive people, these are people who really recognize that there is room for everyone to be on the stage. There is room for everyone to just show their different kinds of talents and skills. There is room for everyone to explore the opportunities that are at their disposal. So when it comes to the different roles that we play, today we are reminding ourselves to be the assertive kinds of people. understanding that there is power in allowing everyone to come together and put different kinds of skills, different kinds of energy, to see that we create the change that we want to see in the world. So today's episode is really helping us understand that in the different spaces that we shall occupy, we shall have passive people, those that really sit in the audience and just want to let everyone else take up the stage. We shall have the aggressive ones who want to be on the stage just by themselves. But then we shall also have the assertive people who will want to be with everyone else on the stage. And as Tweko Nyerere Foundation Uganda, we are reminding ourselves that as we serve our communities, as we work with different stakeholders and partners, that we need to remind ourselves to take on the assertiveness kind of approach. Thank you so much for tuning in today and spending some time with us here at the Tweko Nyerere Life Stories. Just ending by reminding you that you are enough, you will always be enough, and you are always enough. Remember to support our work by reaching out to us here or on our different kinds of social media platforms. And remember to continue doing what you love, continue doing whatever you always find easy, putting your heart out there to do. And we are wishing you a very bright week, a very productive week. And if you are in a position where you feel you need support, we pray that you find people or groups that will assist you to get the kind of support that you need. Till next time, stay in your light and trust the process.